1,200 students from across the country will perform tonight and tomorrow with the National Children's Honor Choir in Salt Lake City, one of the most prestigious junior choruses in the country. Among them will be three students with little formal training or resources. They're from a school in Denver where more than three-quarters of the kids qualify for free or reduced lunch. Jenny Brundine from Here and Now contributor Colorado Public Radio sat down with the three at the Coons Miller Creative Arts Academy to talk about why they sing and what it means.
Tammy Lynn Lechuga was in art class one day when she heard an announcement come across the PA system.
The person who was announcing it said, Tama Lynn Lechuga, and I didn't understand what they said.
Here's what her friend Sophia Perica remembers.
Oh my God. When they announced it and the school, you would not believe what happened. We ran upstairs, jumping up and down, up and down, up and down. So did Claire. She joined in.
That's Claire Thompson. The three fifth graders had just found out they've been selected to participate in the National Children's Honor Choir. Quite an honor. They were chosen in mid-November from more than 3,000 who auditioned across the country. And none of the three girls in this modest income neighborhood has ever had private voice lessons.
Let us celebrate our happy, happy loves.
From that moment on, the three girls were hard at work. 8 new songs on top of their songs for the school musical Alice in Wonderland, plus rehearsals for the elementary play. I asked Sophia how much she practices.
Oh, well.
She says when she has a ton of songs to learn, like now, she holes up in her room.
And then my parents will be like this, do your homework now.
Sophia replies,
I'll be like this, 1 second, la la la, and then I'll just get my homework.
So they have to stop you from singing.
Sometimes I get a little out of control and sing a little too long.
The three girls live for singing. Most of them say they got their start in the car when they were about 3 years old.
That's where everybody sings pretty much.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then, Sophia says, she saw a movie that really made her want to exercise her vocal cords.
How I learned from singing is I watched this movie, Annie. I got obsessed with it, and I just sang those songs like all day long.
Tammy Lynn says singing makes her happy on sad days. If she's not feeling like going to school, she sings. If there's too much homework, she sings. She says,
once you get the hang of it, hey, you can do anything, singing.
Sophia, too, likes how it can change mood. She remembers a really sad day. The family was in the car, and a song came on the radio.
And I just started singing, and then the whole car lit up, and everybody was singing in the car, and I was just like, even your worst days can be happiest if you sing a song.
Rebels in the cheerful spring.
Claire, meantime, likes to sing songs to reflect her emotion right at that time.
If I'm sad or just calm, I'll sing a favorite song that's pretty quiet and slow.
Tell me, where is everybody going? In my world, there's just today. How can I stop this pain from growing? Show me how, take me by the hand.
Preparing for the National Choir has taken a ton of work.
I've got joy. Okay, don't let them get it, okay?
I can't even tell you how hard they've been working.
Instead of playing tag, they spent their recesses practicing high school level music with choir teacher Sarah Burton.
I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul, okay?
There's a Baltic song in Latvian, a Brazilian song in Portuguese. Burton began working with Tammy Lynn, Claire, and Sophia about 6 years ago when the school first opened. The principal at the time had a vision that students in this southwest neighborhood marked by pockets of poverty could practice the arts.
We have students now that never would have been able to do this, that have just succeeded, and they're representing the school.
At the end of our time together, I asked the girls if they think anybody can sing. They don't even have to think about it.
Yes.
They talked for several minutes about this. Here's Tamulin Lechuga.
The whole message I'm thinking we're all trying to say is just believe in yourself and you can sing perfectly. All you have to do is believe.
And when they're done with singing with the honor choir, they'll begin practicing songs for a district fundraising gala, followed by rehearsals for the city's elementary honor choir and auditioning for the Shakespeare Festival.
In these delightful, pleasant grounds.
For Here and Now, I'm Jenny Brendine in Denver.
Let us celebrate our happy, happy love.
Okay. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young. Thank you to Meghna Chakrabarty. Jeremy Hobson back on Monday. This is Here and Now.